plagued a potential nugget.
And how do you think of just picking up on the point about transition? How do you think about the transition to the new phase? And I say that, and I ask that in two different ways, right? One is I'm curious about your evolution as a leader.
Yeah.
As that's why the organization has grown. You and Deva evolving as people. But also, what's the sort of the next step from a governance standpoint for you to transition to the next orbit?
It's a good question. I want to be much more deliberate about the transition, and I feel often as founders, especially for nonprofits, we're very poor at transition, and so much of the organization's, whether it's energy or dynamism, ends up being very concentrated with the founder, and we're often very irresponsible, I think, about it. So I want to be much more deliberate about the transition. But it's hard because you don't know anything else, right? And so I had thought I would transition earlier. It was our board, and I actually had gotten very sick 2 years ago, to maybe now 3 years, 3 years ago. And I think when I got really sick, both of us were like, wait a second, this is, you know, why are we doing all of this? Should we really slow down? I was like, let me phase out. And then as I got healthier and healthier, I got more and more excited about what Thesaur was all about and wanted to sort of re-engage. And so I think the personal phases of your life often will influence where you are sort of in your professional life. So I went through a phase of, is it the right time to transition now? I would have been 40. I was 40.
When you say transition, transition to?
Transition to less day-to-day responsibility, and not being on execution, not being so responsible for fundraising for the organization and leading some of where we're going. A lot of it rests still with us. And feeling like we really need to hire more. We've all gone through our phases of hiring leadership, but I think we don't think enough of like, so you hire this leadership, where's my role gonna go? And I think as I got healthier and wanted to re-engage with Thesaur, the board, we had shared our transition thoughts or succession planning with the board. And our board came back to us, interestingly enough, and said, you're still young at 40. You still have, you know, 10 years, if not more. Why wouldn't you still give this time to Thesaur? Why would you think about transitioning now? And I thought to myself, that's a good point. but I do think between 5 to 8 years, one needs 5 to 8 years to really think about the succession. So I am thinking about it, you know, coming much more off of day-to-day execution, decentralizing decision-making. There are a lot of things that one needs to start to have the organization be able to do without us there on one hand. And on the other hand, how do you build and continue the motivation and the passion and sort of what I love what Bain calls the founder's mentality. I feel that there is something to be said about building that kind of culture. And so as much as we're thinking about transition, I think we still are at a point, at least at Thesaur, that we carry the culture. We still continue to influence what's, you know, not negotiable here and what is this organization going to be like. And what are the kinds of people we want? Because we're still small. It's 120, and although it completely freaks me out sometimes, you know, you look at other organizations that are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, gives you a bit of a reality check that, you know, 120 is still small. So we're still like a family. But that being said, I do think transition is on the top of my mind, but transition to a potential role within Thesaur partially, I wonder. But there's always a hangover, I do think, when founders just hang around. There's that aura, good and bad, that whoever you will bring or the group that will start to emerge as taking that leadership shouldn't be hindered by, you know, our presence.
Yeah.
And so that's a bit of a long-term view. Right now, we're like in the midst of how do we decentralize? How do we hire leaders? And how do we build our culture?
Got it. A couple of things struck me here. First, The roles we play on the work front are inexorably intertwined with what happens on the home front. Neera talks about how she ramped down and ramped up at Dasra given her health context. No one right answer, but I think it's imperative for us to take stock of various elements of life and see if the overall system is stable and sustainable. Yes, we all have our temporary phases of confusion, turbulence and intensity, but I think it's important to distinguish between what's permanent and what's sort of a temporary blip. Second, the point Neera makes about what will I do with my time when I have leaders running the day-to-day is quite a profound one. I do notice that when organizations hit inflection points of growth and it's time to bring in a professional, there's often a lot of discussion around what the incoming leader would be doing. There's much less discussion around what the entrepreneur or the leader who's zooming out will be doing. Nassim Nicholas Taleb talks about the notion of anti-library, a notion of being aware of what we don't know. I think we need to think about writing an anti-job description, a list of things that the entrepreneur will stop doing when they transition out of the day-to-day and leave a large chunk of the responsibility to another leader. This explicit conversation around what this should look like and how you would transition to the new equilibrium doesn't somehow seem to happen as much as it should. Thank you for listening. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. In fact, Google has recently launched an app for podcast listening on Android platforms too. If you went to playtopotential.com, you would also have the opportunity to listen to multiple voices curated by a topic. You just have to click on the curated playlist section. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate and review the show. It will help others discover it. Thank you for listening.